My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's head to Dallas. Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe is going to be able to witness history tonight. Gary, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
We are, we're giddy, quite honestly, because I think Christian and I both sat down today, Gary, feeling great about the Celtics' chances tonight. What's your vibe on how Game 4 goes this evening?
It's tough to tell, really, because you kind of feel like the Mavericks have some quit in them. Like, I don't, you know, you hear all the right, they said all the right things yesterday, you know, it's 1st-4, and we got to play a good game, and we're not going to give up. And, you know, Luka said, me and my teammates are always going to stay together. But you got to look, and I think they have some quit in them. And I think that when you play a team and they're on the elimination game, and, you know, there just comes a time where they might pull up and say, you know what, we just don't have anything left. You know, if you look at Minnesota in that game 5 against Dallas, where they had won game 4, and whoa, they're going to win the, you know, home game against the Mavericks and send it back to Dallas for a game. This is going to get good. And Minnesota just had nothing left. So the question is, how much does the Mavericks have left? Are they just, like, saying to themselves, which everybody believes, that we just can't beat these guys, especially 4 times? So I think it was Celtics apply the pressure, play a solid game, and, you know, just – avoid the getting blown out early like they did. And, you know, they came back in game 3 and withstood the big charge. And then I think they'll outlast them and take home banner 18.
Yeah, Gary, it looks like one of those situations where the Mavs are just looking for a reason to quit. All the Celts have to do is provide them one, and they'll take it. So updates on Porzingis playing? Do you think he will play tonight?
I think he'll give it a shot. I mean, I think he's going to try to push it. You know, he's wearing a brace. He's walking around now. Did we see him run full speed and stop? Did we see him do lateral moves? And no, we have not seen that. I don't think we're going to see that. So, whether he'll play, he looks normal. You know, he's walking normal. He's not wearing a boot. He's wearing a slight brace under a sock. So it looks like he could potentially play. But when he pushes off and has to go full speed, stop, jump, lean, all that, is he ready for that? You know, I think we're going to find out. I think he's going to give it a real shot. But, you know, how much impact will he have? How many minutes will he play? I just don't see much out of him. I just don't.
Yeah, and we're talking to Gary Washburn. And Gary, you've been covering, you know, basketball forever. I've seen so many different reports from different so many different doctors. I'm just wondering if have you ever even seen something like this to draw from and be like, oh yeah, so and so had this in the 90s. He played, he was fine, right? Have you ever any occurrence where this happened to somebody you were covering?
No, not at all, Kristen. And I also think, like, apparently the injury is misdiagnosed as a badly sprained ankle. So, there could have been cases before that we have heard of, but, it might have been a sprained ankle diagnosis instead of what, I can't even pronounce what this is.
Yeah.
So, it's one of those strange injuries. He's going to need surgery. I don't think he'll be able to play for the Latvian national team to try to get an Olympic bid. But you got to probably prepare for him to try to be as healthy as possible for training camp next year and have surgery as soon as the season ends. But I do think, he wants to be on the floor, and I think that, if he can withstand the pain, he's going to give it a shot.
Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe here with Gresh and Fourier talking about Game 4 of the NBA Finals tonight. In your opinion, Gary, what does tonight mean for the careers of both Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown?
Well, if they win, Gresh, it verifies all of the work that this franchise has put in for the last 11 years to rebuild. It all starts with, losing to the Knicks in 2013 and kind of seeing the end of the Big Three era and deciding to trade Pierce and Garnett to Brooklyn and just starting all over. And since then, from that trade that Danny Ainge made, and obviously getting the two picks that would end up being Tatum and Brown in that trade, which is one of probably the biggest heists you're ever going to see in terms of a trade, and now winning a championship with that core just verifies this long rebuild, because it's been a decade, right? They've had their runs. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals several times, went to the NBA Finals. A couple of playoff appearances, first round. Like, they have done everything besides this. And so this just verifies all the work. This verifies drafting Brown third, verifies getting Tatum over Markelle Fultz. Some of the stuff that now sounds laughable that were tough decisions back 8-9 years ago. This just verifies everything and verifies Tatum and Brown as all-time great Celtics. Likely now their numbers will be raised both into the rafters when they retire. And obviously it's going to be, a long time from now. But to me, this verifies all that, because we see how much the 2018 gets the respect for being a champion. And speaking of that, guys, like, the 2018, as much as we revere that team, they were 16-10 in the playoffs. The Celtics, this team is 15-2.
Mm.
Like, that's just astounding to me. I don't think people talk enough about the Celtics. The 08 Celtics had 8 playoff losses before the finals. And that's not downing them. It was tough competition. They went 7 with Atlanta. They faced LeBron, entering his prime LeBron. And then they faced the Pistons, their old rivals, and who had been to, 7 straight, I think, Eastern Conference Finals. And so they had a tough road. But the fact that this team is 15-2, it has to go down in history. It has to be examined as one of the great Celtics teams of all time. Although we look at them and go, oh, that's crazy. They wouldn't have beat the 74 team, or, they wouldn't have, the Bird Magic. Bird McHale and Parrish would have crushed those guys. Like, we can say that, right? And it might be true. But we have to look at this team as one of the greatest Celtics ever if they go 16-2 or 16-3, considering the fact that I said that 08 team lost 10 playoff games.
Yeah, and off that, Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe, I'm curious what you make of Tatum's comments yesterday when he said, oh, yeah, you guys will just dismiss it and we'll have to go win it again next year.
I think
it's right?
Testament that they read. I think in the long run, this road will not be frowned upon as, oh, you guys had it easy. I think that will be, because like, even though we go back to OET, they went seven with eighth seeded Atlanta with a young Al Horford. Like, you know, people could criticize that and go, you should have crushed them. You were a 66-win team. Like, things happen. But the Celtics have done everything they're supposed to do. They took Miami out in five. They took Cleveland out in five. They swept Indiana. Indiana's going to give them a tough time. It's going to be a long series. Indiana had just beaten the Knicks. So I think that, like, you can't look at it like this has been an easy road. I do think Tatum and Brown and those guys hear that. And then maybe that does motivate them to try to go back if they win this, try to go back-to-back. I think that's the next plan. I mean, Missoula is going to have to figure out some more motivation because everybody knows about championship hangover if they happen to win this and how hard it's going to be next year when they're the targets on their back and all these teams, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, the Lakers, the Clippers, all resurrect from the dead, and now it's a 30-team league again. And so that might be, you know, and I'm sure Missoula, when this is all over, will, you know, take a 2 to 3 days off and, you know, and maybe get some jiu-jitsu in and then figure out, okay, how am I going to motivate these guys that to want to do this again and be a real dynasty? Because now, honestly, guys, as you guys, like, the whole team is coming back, right? The whole core. They might make some changes here and there, you know, tweak some guys on the bench. But you have a chance now to do some Warrior stuff, right? You have a chance now to do something more than just win a title and be a one-and-out team. Like, you have a chance for real greatness. Like, the 80s teams were 81, 84, 86. The 70s teams that won 2 and 3 years, the 74 and 76 teams. And I don't know about, obviously, the 60s stuff, the 7 and 8 in a row, but you have a chance to do something like the Warriors did in the last decade.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Gary, what do you expect from Luka tonight? And is this his kind of career crossroads moment for him, especially if they lose, considering the ignominious way Game 3 ended for that guy?
Well, first, Gresh, you're going to have to explain what ignominious means.
I'm glad you said it.
John Sterling used it in a Yankee game once when I think a bullpen guy gave up like a home run to a pitcher, and he just goes, how ignominious. That's why I remember that word. But
use it in a sentence.
How about Luka, the end of Luka's game three was left him with egg on his face and was ignominious. No, but I mean, there's been, I really wonder, Gary, if this is where Luka Doncic either doubles down on I am who I am and I'm not changing, or I got to change if I want to be like Tatum and Brown.
Yeah, I do think he'll view this as his legacy a little bit, but is one game going to do that and change everybody's mind? Because they had to win game three. They absolutely had to win that game, right? Like, must win for them. And they came out and played a good first 8 or 9 minutes, and then suddenly then the game was even, and then Celtics took control in the third quarter, and, you know, but then Luka showed all of his flaws, all of his faults, you know, the flopping, the complaining to officials, the bad defense. I don't know if you can change that in one game. You know, he would have to literally bring this team back 2-3-2-3-3 or something, I think, for him to change that. So who knows? Like, I do think that the Mavericks have some quit in them. I think that eventually they'll relent if you push them hard enough, because I know they're looking at this and it's like, we just can't beat these guys. Like, everything we did in the Western Conference playoffs, we can't do here, and they haven't done. The corner threes, all these lobs, you know, the great play from Lively and Gafford. Oh, those two are just going to, you know, just dunk on, you know, Horford and Porzingis. They're just going to kill. Like, that has not happened. You know, no other player besides Kyrie and Luka have stepped up to the plate, you know. So I do think they've got to have some relent in them. And it's up to the Celtics to put that pressure on, to play loose, but also play motivated. I've had friends, oh, they should just lose tonight and then, you know, clinch it in Monday in Boston. Wouldn't that be great? Like, no, you don't want to give any team any momentum. You know, you never want to take this for granted. So, no, that's a bad idea.
So, last one for me, Gary, and we'll let you get prepped and ready for this game. Your at-home scoring card for the MVP right now after three games, who do you have in the lead?
I would think it's Jaylen. And, you know, if I had to vote today, it would be Jaylen. But I got to look at Jason's numbers, not only the shooting numbers, but the assists. And I think with a great game, he can make it interesting. Because I think there's 9 voters, so it could go like the Eastern Conference, where it's 5-4. It was close, and I think it's going to be close again. But I think Jaylen has it in him. I think he sees this, he senses this, he sees blood, and I think he's going to go after it. I think Tatum is going to go after it too, but I don't think they're going to get into a selfish game. But I think they're going to both want to play their best game of their lives, the biggest stage, and then see what happens. I think if both of them play great games, I think Jaylen gets the edge.
Gary Washburn, thank you for the time, man. We really appreciate it. I know we talked a couple times during these playoffs. We thank you a bunch. Enjoy the heck out of tonight and covering a parade next week.
Guys, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Appreciate right, you. There goes Gary Washburn.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.